Section 1, Historic Neighborhoods, the Indian Heights neighborhood. Made up of Winona Boulevard, Indian Heights, Hiawatha, Onaway Trail, Seymour Road, and Kessler Boulevard. The intent of the businessman involved with platting the Indian Heights subdivision was to create an area of exclusive homes. This was accomplished by enforcing deed restrictions to permit only one residence per lot, with each house to include at least 6 rooms, and for the cost of each house to be greater than $8,500. No apartment houses, stores, or filling stations were permitted on these lots. The sale of the lots commenced in 1924, with competition quickly coming from the newly opened Country Club edition. In the 1930s, the Depression slowed new home construction in Wichita Falls, and the shortage of building materials had a big impact in the early 1940s. After the end of World War II, building activities vigorously resumed and many homes were constructed. Homes of interest include number 1, located at 2110 Winona Boulevard. This home, built in the late 1920s, is a good example of the Colonial Revival architectural style. Number 2, 2106 Winona, built by James C. Mittinger in 1937, although he never lived at this location. This home features a steeply pitched tile roof and prominent decorative half timbers filled with stucco. This classic Tudor Revival style is based on late medieval English prototypes. Its popularity increased as masonry skills improved. Number 3, located at 2106 Hiawatha. This home was built in 1929 with a design strongly influenced by the Italian Renaissance style. This is based on the straight decorative crowns over the windows and the repetitive Doric columns along the front covered veranda. Number 4, located at 2116 Hiawatha. Constructed in 1929, this stately two-story house is considered an eclectic style. And an additional site of interest, located at 2108 Winona, this three-story 1928 Colonial Revival style is an example of positioning the traditionally centralized front door along with porte cochere to the left side of the house. The north end addition to the right of the house balances the residential colonial design.